Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Beaches in the city and many local communities are open this weekend. Coney Island's Luna Park is too. On Long Island,
there is a hustle and bustle here as parks employees are getting Jones Beach ready for the big weekend, which includes the very popular Bethpage Air Show. This beach will be very, very crowded, and Governor Hochul announced $100 million will be used to renovate the East Bathhouse with new splash pads, a learn-to-swim pool, and a playground.
We know that this is the second most visited state park in New York. Last year, 8.6 million people came here.
Steven was walking on the boardwalk.
I'm really excited for Memorial Day weekend. I worked for the Department of Defense for 26 years, and I supported the warfighter, so this is a special time. I don't know that I'll make the air show, but I'm only 7 miles away in Freeport, so hopefully I'll see some of the planes.
Sophie Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Jones Beach, Long Island.
Reopening today after devastating floods in September, the Prospect Park Zoo. 1010 Winds Astrid Martinez is there.
Polar bear, lion, nurse shark, pufferfish, flamingo, elephant, giraffe, green anaconda, king cobra, Tasmanian devil.
The zoo was closed for more than 200 days, but now animal lovers like 7-year-old Leo can come back and get to see some of their favorite animals.
Cheetah, crocodile, parrot, monkey, gorilla. And I also have giant panda, seal, Komodo dragon, red panda, butterfly, goldfish, clownfish, and an emu.
I think it's safe to say you love all the animals.
Yeah.
A major concern for many Brooklynites was the well-being of more than 400 animals who live in the zoo's 12 acres of land. However, staffers said the animals were largely unaffected after the devastating floods.
I like studying the behavior of each animal.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Prospect Park Zoo.
Former President Trump could soon be facing a new gag order.
This time it involves his Florida classified documents case. Earlier this week, Trump claimed federal agents were ready to take him out when they searched his Mar-a-Lago estate, referring to a standard use of force policy which discourages it whenever possible. Prosecutors say Trump has exposed law enforcement officers to the risk of threats and violence. They've asked the judge to tell Trump to stop. Trump campaign says it's a free speech issue. There's no word on when the judge may rule.
Correspondent Peter King. Meantime, the Trump legal team is trying to stop the U.S. release of The Apprentice, which is a new film about the former president. Sebastian Stan plays Trump during the years of his rise to power in the 1980s. The film includes a number of controversial scenes, including one depicting Trump's alleged sex assault on first wife Ivana. Trump's lawyers issued a cease and desist letter to the filmmakers, but a Cannes Film Festival screening director Ali Abbas, not worried.
I mean, everybody talks about him suing a lot of people. They don't talk about his success rate, though, you know?
No word at this point when they might widely release that movie. Well, it's about to get interesting again on the BQE. Next weekend brings the last set of closings for the big repair project. City officials say they're nearly done with this first phase, and next weekend's closing will let them get that finished. Starting at 1 a.m. next Saturday, June 1st, and running through 4 a.m. Monday, June 3rd, the Queensbound lanes between Atlantic Avenue and Sand Street will be closed. And, of course, you'll want to stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. Some good news about Rocket the dog. ASPCA officials gave an update on the condition of the mini poodle attacked by his owner in Highbridge Park in Washington Heights earlier this month. The dog, a year-old mini poodle, was seriously hurt, but the Society tells the Daily News he's now past the most critical point of recovery, facing about 8 more weeks in the animal hospital. Officials hope to put him up for adoption soon. Some sad news for readers and cat people.
Author and historian Caleb Carr has died. Carr was the son of Beat Generation writer Lucien Carr. He was born after his father was imprisoned for manslaughter. Carr's childhood was traumatizing. His best-known book, The Alienist, is about the 1890s investigation of a series of vicious murders of adolescent boys. In a 1994 AP interview, Carr said characters in the book included J.P. Morgan and New York's police commissioner at the time, Theodore Roosevelt.
It was very important to me to set the story, to set a fictional story in an actual world that did exist, because my training is as a historian.
Carr was also an accomplished military historian and a chronicler late in life of his devoted cat, Masha. His publisher says Carr died of cancer. He was 68. I'm Ed Donahue.
Possible setback for prosecutors in the corruption case against New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. The Manhattan federal court judge blocked some evidence prosecutors want to use to support their case. The senator accepted bribes in exchange for approving billions of dollars in aid to Egypt. New York Times reports that ruling is based on constitutional protections for members of Congress and could make it harder for prosecutors to prove their case. Menendez, his wife, and two New Jersey businessmen have been charged and all deny wrongdoing. A trailblazing woman pilot called it a career this week. She made a final landing at Newark.
It was a United Airlines flight this week from Lisbon, Portugal to Newark that ended the 34-year flying career of Teresa Claiborne.
Number one, you have to know how to do your job.
And she did. She was the first black woman pilot in the U.S. Air Force.
That's what I tell people. Don't look for any handouts. Just go in there and do it.
Claiborne's also president of Sisters of the Skies, a nonprofit that mentors women of color looking to get in the cockpit.
You know, you work, and then at the end of the rainbow, there's a lot of color.
That's correspondent Steve Kathan reporting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.